With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza winning approval Monday at the UN. It is considered to be a crucial step that provides international support for U.S. efforts to move the territory toward possible peace. Federal Aviation Administration lifting its restrictions on commercial flights that had been imposed during the government shutdown. More from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The FAA says flight schedules have returned to normal. The restrictions were imposed during the government shutdown at 40 major U.S. airports. They had been in place since November 7th and had affected thousands of flights. The FAA says they were needed to ease the strain on the aviation system and to help manage staffing shortages at air traffic control facilities. The flight cuts started out at 4% and increased to 6% before the FAA on Friday rolled them back to 3%. I'm Mike Hempen.
A former official at the Federal Reserve could be in hot water. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Former Fed Governor Adriana Kugler, who retired in August, listed several stock trades in her financial disclosure documents for 2024 that violated the central bank's ethics rules. The transactions are outlined in a report released by the U.S. Office of Government Ethics. Fed officials are barred from investing in individual stocks, bonds, or cryptocurrencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he would sign the bill to force the Justice Department to release the case files it has collected on Jeffrey Epstein's case. Now, the House is heading toward a vote on the measure. Many lawmakers say the Justice Department needs to release its case files. They argue the release could show other people were aware or complicit in that abuse. This is SRN News. Well, Americans don't agree with what ails the country.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen in Tanzania condemning the recent murders of protesters by government forces in the wake of a disputed election. Now, the pastors warn there will be no peace in the country without justice following the election, which international observers say is neither free nor fair. The country's leading opposition party says at least 2,000 people have died in those recent protests. This is SRN News. Dubai Air Show has opened with hometown airline Emirates ordering 65 Boeing 7779 aircraft. Here's Bob Agnew.
Emirates is looking to increase its fleets thanks to record earnings and apparently unending demand for flights through what has become a major east-west travel hub. Emirates reported $5.2 billion in profits last year. Military sales remain a focus at the show, with Russia taking part despite sanctions. The event has also seen a renewed interest in flying taxis, which Dubai hopes to get in the sky for riders next year. Bob Agnew reporting.
British government plans to tighten its asylum system. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood facing a backlash from Labour Party members who accuse her of courting the Conservatives. Mahmood argues the reforms could fix a broken system and unite the country. New policy aims to make UK less attractive to asylum seekers. More details, srnnews.com.